What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Let's talk about Pinburg. So Pinburg is the largest tournament, pinball tournament in the world. 700 participants. And it's taking place this weekend in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm flying out tomorrow morning. Gonna take a quick stop in Houston and then on to Pittsburgh. So the Arizona contingent, there's 5 people from Phoenix and then me from the Tucson area. So six is good. That's a pretty strong traveling group. It's less than 1% of the field, but you know, whatever. We're coming quite a ways, but we got some good players. We got some decent players, and you know, we're looking to have some fun. So I am not restricted to any division. I fall well above the 500 IFPA ranking cutoff. So I'm not even restricted out of D. So we'll see where I go. So let's talk about the phenomenon that is Pinburg and how kind of cool it is. So Pinburg's not actually the name of the show. Pinburg is the main pinball tournament at a show called Replay FX. And it takes place downtown Pennsylvania. It is at the convention center right there, and it's kind of a hot ticket. So looking at my email, I have a receipt from December 6th of last year for my pinball entry, or for my Pinbury entry. So I don't even remember when they announced that they were going to release it. Like, there was an announcement for the release, and the announcement came several weeks or months, I don't even remember, in advance. And 700 tickets were sold out in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 hours. It's a handful, and that's it. So I don't know how long it took to sell out, because I actually wasn't even home when that was going on. My timer went off to say, buy tickets now, as we were taxiing in to the airport in Las Vegas. I've got some friends, and they share a very close birth date, and they both were like, hey, let's go to Vegas for the weekend. It's like, okay, sounds fun. So it was, we landed the same morning that Pinburg tickets went on sale. So I had this timer going on, and it went off, and we had just landed, and I get my phone out, and my buddy's looking at me like, what are you doing? Because I got my wallet out, and I got my card out, and I'm, you know, going back and forth on tabs, and I'm balancing things on my knees because we're on an airplane. And I said, I'm buying tickets for a pinball tournament. He's like, what? So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. So I was one of the first ones to get a ticket, and, you know, I'm excited for this weekend. So let's see, what's the setup in Pinburg? Last year, I think they had, I've read that they had half the convention area for this one floor space. I don't really know what the floor space looks like at this convention center. I wasn't there last year, but after seeing some of the streams and some of the organization and everything that goes on in that, I said, you know what, if I have to do a top three, Pinburg is on my top three for 2016. So that's the way it happened. I went to Banning, I went to Texas, and I'm going to Pittsburgh. So I'm looking forward to that. And this year they've expanded to the full convention floor area, and that's a lot of square footage. I've seen the layout, it looks pretty sweet, and there's a lot of stuff to do. There's like jumping Velcro wall type stuff. I mean, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of console games, there's a lot of arcade games, there's going to be a lot of pins in the free play area, and the tournament area is large as well. They've got several banks. I don't even know how many it is. It's like 240 games, or it's something crazy. So out of all the banks, you're only going to play 10 rounds. So you're going to play 25% of the machines that are available for the tournament. That's how many machines are there. So the first day, Thursday, check in. The first day is 5 rounds, and they're spaced out fairly nicely. You know, so you should get a little bit of a break in between. And it's a group of 4, and you're gonna play a bank of 4 machines. And last year they did it like wins losses. If you were, you know, a 4-player group and you came in first on the first machine, you're 3-0. If you come in first on all 4 machines, you're 12-0. And then they reshuffled according to, you know, people with similar rankings. That's my understanding. This year, it sounds like they're doing a point system. So, I mean, it's going to be the same thing. It's just, instead of wins, losses, it's going to be, well, how many points do you have, type of thing. So, that'll be kind of cool. So, how do I expect to do? Well, that's a good question because last year, I was watching somebody from the Bro Crew, the Buffalo Pinball group. Bro Do You Even Pinball is the name of their Twitch stream, and they archive stuff on YouTube, and they do a great job on videos. And they actually have a podcast as well. So Kevin Manny is one of the main guys in the Bro Crew, and we actually had been trending really closely on IFPA as far as our rankings go. So that's kind of where I was like, hey, let's see how Kevin does, because Kevin and I are fairly close. So last year, Kevin, I think finished. I think he was fourth in C. Like he qualified, and then I was watching. They had a Google Sheets like Word or Excel document that they kept updating with scores, and I was watching. And there was an Arizona player that I know that qualified in C as well, and so I was kind of watching him. And then I was like, oh, hey, look, there's Kevin. So I was kind of rooting for the name I knew, and it was just like, hey, this is really sweet, And it's like, hey, this guy keeps going. That's pretty awesome. So this year, Kevin has done really well, and I just was looking today, and he came in like sixth at the Buffalo the Papa Circuit event that they just held, and that's pretty sweet. And I think he got like 21 points out of that, which was monstrous. So he is now sub 800 in his rankings. And so Kevin and I are not very good comparisons anymore, because let me pull up my IFPA page right here. Alrighty, so let's see. Da, 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 da. Alrighty, so I'm currently ranked 1415th. That was weird. 1415, and 10th. Is it 10 or 11? I think it's 11 in the state of Arizona. So. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Last year that would have been, hey, let's kind of shoot for C, and I think that's kind of ringing true again this year. Last year I was like around this time, I think it was high 1500s, low 1600s, something like that. And so yeah, I'm going in with kind of those hopes of fighting for a spot in the C qualifying finals, like that top four in the C division. I think that's kind of where I'm gonna end up, but we'll see. I mean, this is going to be a really top-heavy tournament, so I have really no idea. I'm just going there. I'm gonna play my games and gonna meet some people. That's one of the better parts about these larger things is that you get to meet people and you get to see people again that you've met in other places. So I've got a couple folks that I've kind of met at various locations, and I want to just check in, say hi, and. That's one of the nice parts about pinball is even the competitions are social. And this I've read and heard that this is one of the more social environments, I guess, for having a pinball tournament. But it was really cool. So in Banning, that was the first large event that I'd done. I've done ZapCon, and that's kind of I would say that's a good medium size event. But it's all local guys mostly, and from California. And I know them all. I'm fairly comfortable talking to like everybody up there. So that was when like I wasn't necessarily starstruck. But go to Banning and it's just like, hey, there's Jim Belsito. Hey, there's Keith Elwin. There's Carl D'Angelo. Zach Sharp is not even here on the second day of qualifying. Oh, because he's sitting in first place or whatever. So he took the second day off. But yeah, I was chatting up Keith Elwin after he was showing his Archer machine. He's making an Archer pinball machine with his brother and two very nice guys. They did a nice like 20-minute presentation, and then they let us play it. It was very cool. It's a fun shooting game, And then you're sitting there in the queue, and there's waiting area chairs and stuff like that, and sitting next to Zach Sharp, and I'm like, kind of just want to say hi, but I kind of feel like stalkerish. But just say hi and kind of how's it going? And he's like, oh, things are good, but man, this one game keeps doing it for me. And so we chatted for a little bit, and that's one of the things. It's like these are the top tier guys, and it's like you can go up and you can talk to them and just kind of chat with them, and that's one of the cooler things about competitive pinball. And I find it really amusing when you talk to people and you're like, I've never played this game. I was talking to Brian Shepard. He does all the back end stuff for the IFPA website. He's a magician, and he's also a good player. And I was talking to Brian after the Archer presentation, and we were kind of talking about games and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I need to work on some of these other games, but I really have never played many of them. And blah blah blah. And I don't even remember which game we started talking about, but he's like, well, what do you want to know? And it's like, dude, you're like telling me how to play this game. But the difference is in pinball, let's say I know everything there is to know about this one game and you know nothing. I can tell you everything, but you A, have to remember it, and B, you have to be able to do it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you have two people that know everything about a machine, but one of them has the shot making abilities and just the overall skill set that's higher than the other person. Well, they're gonna win normally, and so it's they're not all that concerned. It's like, yeah, so I might as well share some knowledge, and they're not gonna they're not really feeling the heat from you. They're feeling the heat from the other guys that they do all the circuit events with. So anyways, this is kind of starting to run long. This is supposed to be a Pinburg show, and it's gonna turn into other stuff. But anyways, I'm excited to meet people there. I'm excited to see people again that I've already met and communicated with. And just in general, I'm really excited for this trip. So I don't really have super high expectations for where I finish, but you gotta start somewhere, right? So yeah, that's kind of it. So anywho, last time I failed to mention that. Oh, the email address, I actually got that up and running. So if you want to hit me up, email wayne@tucsonpinball.com, or find me on Facebook. Find us. It's not just me. Tucson Pinball. On Facebook and TucsonPinball.com, and shirts came in. That was pretty cool. If you follow the Facebook page, you would have seen that. But if you follow the website, you wouldn't, because I haven't gotten that far yet. So, and it's not going to happen before I take off for Pinburg. So after I get back, I will be adding those to the web page, and you can check them out. So that's kind of it. So thanks for tuning in, and if you're in Pittsburgh, I will see you there. Later, guys.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!